Additional aspects of California's groundbreaking climate law, AB 32, will soon be felt in the state's building codes. The specifics of those changes and how they can be implemented will be the focus of a series of presentations at the annual Construction Technology Expo in Santa Rosa on Thursday.
It's not just energy efficiency. There are site-related issues, water-related issues, energy-related issues, materials, and indoor air quality, indoor environmental quality issues. It's the whole big collection of concerns and issues and goals.
Pete Gage, a Petaluma architect and co-founder of the Redwood Empire chapter of the U.S. Green Building Council, is coordinating the agenda. He says the economics of green building are already beginning to drive new construction projects.
The people who analyze building operating costs, they understand that buildings that operate more efficiently are less expensive to operate and are better investments. There are all kinds of returns like reduced absenteeism, higher rents, higher real estate values, higher worker productivity, higher retail sales per square foot.
Even, according to a recent UC Davis study, higher test scores for students who study in greener classrooms.
They looked at student test scores in classrooms that were daylit and classrooms that were not daylit. And they found that students in daylit classrooms, on average, had test scores that were significantly higher.
California's proactive green building code changes, known in the industry as Cal Green, have already been setting the pace, and the LEED standards, that's Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, are regularly being revised. But Gage reports there is another set of standards on the horizon that could trigger even more dramatic changes.
New residential buildings shall be net zero energy by 2020. New commercial buildings shall be net zero energy by 2030.
These are somewhat aspirational goals today, Gage says, yet it is already clear they will require more than just energy efficiency.
You do everything that you can to need less energy for space heating, space cooling, water heating, plug loads, appliances, lighting. So you get your demand down as low as you can. And then part two is you put into place renewables, usually photovoltaic, to produce the energy that you can't avoid using.
If this is news to you, he adds, well, join the club.
The fact is that very few people know that this is coming. I can tell you that among my fellow architects, maybe 1 or 2 out of 10 are aware that the state has set the standard. Builders, it's probably even a smaller percentage.
That's what his program at the Construction Expo is hoping to chip away at. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.